Mr. Wind-Up Bird is wound up and he wants to go home. Though the home he's always known has never quite been his own. He had a wife and a cat, a place to hang his hat. But there was always something missing. You can have a wife, you can have a cat, you can have a place to hang your hat. But it doesn't mean that you're really home. Now everywhere he goes, he sees other wind-up birds. Every one of them is searching for a home. Mr. Wind-up Bird asks, how can you trust someone when the love you thought was yours all at once is done? Mr. Wind-up Bird said, where you go, appearances can be deceiving. She unrang the bell, no fond farewell, not much to tell, he didn't hide it well. Now everywhere he goes, there's a ghost. But when the magic spell run out, with the benefit of doubt, Mr. Wind-Up Bird will find his way. When he noticed that his shadow, it was crying too, shedding clear, sharp shadow tears, not just for him, but for you. When you learn to live without the thing you really want, you forget the thing you wanted. Respectful, quiet, calm and shy, not one of us could guess quite why Mr. Wind-Up Bird never said goodbye. Still caught between two fires, when the wound-up spring expires, Mr. Wind-Up Bird will find his way.